This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The following is paid for by the Pittsburgh Technology Council. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
This is Tech Vibe Radio, your front row seat to Pittsburgh's technology and innovation ecosystem. Tech Vibe is brought to you by Compunetics at Compunetics.com, Chorus Call at ChorusCall.com, Highmark at Highmark.com, Huntington Bank at Huntington.com, Kindling at KindlingAgency.com, PNC Bank at PNC.com, and Savier at Savier.com. Here are your hosts, Audrey Russo and Jonathan Kirsting of the Pittsburgh Technology Council, coming at you from the Huntington Bank Studios.
Oh my goodness, I couldn't be more excited to be hanging out on the airwaves with Tech Vibe Radio, because we are at the Huntington Bank flagship branch in downtown Pittsburgh on Liberty Avenue, dare I say, on the fringe right there of Market Square. And I have so much fun bringing you our stories from this branch, because Huntington helps us tell our stories. It's as simple as that. When they open a new branch, we take the Tech Vibe neighborhood tour. We bring it in and talk to the companies that are anchoring the neighborhood in which Huntington does business. And so we have Deja Mercado hanging out with us today. Deja, thank you for welcoming me here today. So much fun hanging out with you guys. This is like my sixth or seventh week now doing this broadcast from the branch. So thank you for keeping me in business here.
Absolutely. Anytime you'd like to come back, feel free.
Excellent. Deja, on our last show, we were talking about all the great things that Huntington does in the community. Mm-hmm. Investing in this branch that's at the Tech Council is amazing, because at the Tech Council, we just absolutely are just advocates for a vibrant downtown. And being able to have your branch here and anchor it where it is just an amazing thing. And as I hang out here, I see the people coming in and out. I see the activity and the life. It's game-changing down here.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's great. Yeah. Now, you play a really cool role at Huntington Bank. Mm-hmm. To work with customers on a really important level where you're able to really help them, not just help them apply for a loan or whatever, but you really look at their full financial picture. We've talked about that, which I think is just absolutely amazing. Just tell me how you guys work with customers. I just feel like you guys are so hands-on with your customers. What are some great ways you work with your customers?
I mean, we realize that a lot of customers are not coming in to the branch. So we make an effort to come to go around the neighborhood, around Market Square, walk into businesses, talk with them. But since people are knowing or understanding that we are here in this location now, they have been visiting us. And we do a really good job when it comes to talking with our customers when they do visit the branch.
So I've been noticing that as I hang out, so I was like, this is business hours when I'm doing this recording here. I see people come in, they're just saying, hey, what you doing? They're like, I need to withdraw. Like, oh, what you withdrawing for? Mm-hmm. You get this conversation going, but there's a reason for some of these conversations.
Oh, absolutely.
And of course, you care about your customers, but there's some security reasons too.
Absolutely. We want to make sure to protect our customers. Through conversation, we can quickly uncover if a customer had been coached. Unfortunately, scams have been on the rise here. So we do our best to understand our customers and what their needs are, especially to protect them.
That's what I love. You got people's backs. So you have my back here as well, too, because you let me come in here and talk. And today, I have an amazing guest stopping by. I have our friends from CGI. They're like literally one of the biggest tech companies in the world. They're also one of Pittsburgh's biggest tech employers in downtown Pittsburgh. They got like 300 or 400 people that come into downtown every day to solve really tough problems. So we're going to learn more about what CGI is doing in Pittsburgh and how they use a ton of AI, artificial intelligence, to do what they do. So I'm excited to have them stop by your branch today.
Oh, absolutely. It was nice to meet them earlier today.
Yeah, they're good people. And so once again, Deja, thank you for having me here. And we're going to get the things kicked off in just a second. Just remind everyone, go to Huntington.com and check them out. So many ways they love helping the customers. One of the things I've always loved about Huntington is they're one of the largest SBA lender here for small businesses in the Pittsburgh region. So many small businesses are tech companies and they're there to help you. Simple as that. So go to Huntington.com, check them out. And go to pghtech.org to check out how the Tech Council can help your tech company succeed. This is Jonathan Kirsting. I'll be right back after this quick break. A strong work culture is the invisible force that binds employees to each other, to the company, and to their work. It's linked to better business outcomes, happier employees, and increased retention. How we work and where we work continue to evolve in almost every way, yet our human need for connection and purpose remains. Help your employees connect and thrive by evolving your culture to support your team, regardless of how or where they work. So discover how the Kindling Culture Agency can transform your company's culture at sparksomethingbig.com. That's the Kindling Culture Agency at sparksomethingbig.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Compunetics is the leading developer of unified voice, video, and data collaboration and conferencing applications for the service provider, government, and unique workflow applications. The Summit Olympus and Evergreen platforms, driven by their encrypted user interfaces, enable powerful and secure collaboration. Combined with world-class support and innovative professional services, Compunetics delivers the right solution every time. Learn more at Compunetics.com. Your dial is set to Tech Vibe Radio. Brought to you by Compunetics, Chorus Call, Highmark, Huntington Bank, Kindling, PNC Bank, and Savvier. Here are your hosts, Audrey Russo and Jonathan Kirsting of the Pittsburgh Technology Council, coming at you from the Huntington Bank Studios. So happy to have you here on a Sunday morning, hanging out with me on Tech Vibe Radio, where we are bringing it to you from The Huntington Bank in downtown Pittsburgh, it's their flagship branch. Remember where the old McDonald's was back in the day? This is where this branch is. This is a key thing that's revitalizing everything happening in downtown Pittsburgh. And I am so excited to be talking to the tech companies that call downtown their home. And one of those companies is CGI. Those are the three letters I always think of when it comes to tech. And not just tech, but tech in downtown Pittsburgh, because CGI has been anchoring downtown Pittsburgh for quite a while. And I have Deb Mohapatra hanging out with me today from CGI to talk about what they're doing here in Pittsburgh. And really, I want to learn more about all the tech they're working on. I know they're working on some things with an AI that are pretty mind-blowing. So I'm very excited to be hanging out with you today, Deb. Thanks for being with me today.
Hey, Jonathan, and thanks for having me here in this beautiful Huntington branch. Again, like I was telling you earlier, I didn't realize that this place already was there and it's been around for a while, which means that there's a lot happening in downtown.
Exactly. That's what we need. We need a vibrant downtown. I want people who are working for CGI coming to downtown, Absolutely. Doing their thing, and they're innovating, and then going to lunch and going to the bank here to deposit their paycheck.
There you go. Just a little bit about me. I'm the Senior Vice President and Business Unit Leader for Great Lakes Region, which is headquartered here in Pittsburgh.
Yes.
Been with CGI about 20 years now.
Love it.
Man, like I tell my bosses that until you kick me out of the door, I'm here for life.
You're enjoying it then.
I'm loving it.
I always love when I hear that because I think of folks like you who are working on the leading edge. You could work any place you
Absolutely.
Want. Simple as that. But you're choosing to be at CGI and being in Pittsburgh.
Yes, for sure.
Because you said you came here back in what, 2001.
I grew up in India and I came to Chicago in 2001 and 2005, the opportunity presented itself. I had a 7-month pregnant wife and
so we're moving to Pittsburgh.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, I was doing consulting gigs, so I was traveling. So I called up my boss at CGI and said that, hey, I need at least for the next 6 months, I need to be home and taking care of her. He said, I have a 6-month assignment in Pittsburgh and you could move there and not have to travel and then just relocate. And me and my wife are big believers in the calling. So we said, this is an opportunity and we rolled with it.
That's a great way to come to Pittsburgh.
Move to Pittsburgh. And I remember this every single day. I tell this to my kids. Driving into Pittsburgh, and as we are getting on 279, off of the turnpike, onto 279, because we had a hotel staying at downtown Pittsburgh, I tell my wife, I'm home.
Nah, I love it. That's a great story.
It felt like home.
So, very cool story.
So I've been here since, and happily married. It'll be 21 years in a few weeks. And two kids. My daughter is 18. She committed to Pitt. So she's going to go to Pitt.
Very cool. I love it.
And my son is 13 in seventh grade here in Pittsburgh.
That's awesome. So tell us about CGI. Our listeners may not know all the great work that you guys do because I don't think there's a tech problem you can't solve. And there's probably not a client you don't have. I know you got some fantastic clients
Absolutely.
Out there. Give us the overview of CGI is all about.
CGI is a end-to-end global IT and business consulting firm. Started in 1976, and if you look at our 24 financial numbers, we did about $11 billion in the U.S.
Just $11 billion.
Yeah.
Jeez, you guys are slacking. That's amazing, man. That is amazing.
The company has grown rapidly over the last 40-plus years. We do a lot of end-to-end IT consulting work. A lot of clients here in Pittsburgh. But like I said, I mean, we support clients globally. When you look at CGI as a company, we take a lot of pride in the fact of being local. We are a global company with a local presence.
Exactly right.
Supporting our clients where they are. And I was the first one to move here in 2006. And today we have about 500 CGI partners that support our clients here in Pittsburgh.
That's lot of people. That is just amazing to me. I know one of the big moves CGI did was when they bought Sumo back in
Correct.
The day. That kind of really created that Pittsburgh downtown presence, which is so cool. And how you've been able to grow and scale from that.
Absolutely.
It's been really amazing to watch.
Sumo was absolutely a great launchpad for us here in Pittsburgh. And we call our so to say, companies that join us, we call that as mergers. We never say that it's an acquisition.
I like it. Yeah, because you're bringing it together.
Absolutely.
Bringing it together. And
so
I love
we are
that
growing
feeling.
The family.
Exactly.
I think Suma had a great presence here in Pittsburgh, and we did too. And it was a great compliment for each of
the two. Like you both got stronger.
Because 1 + 1 = 3, that whole concept.
I like your math, Deb. I like your math. Hey, in case you just joined us, we're talking to Deb Mohapatra from CGI. We're coming at you from downtown Pittsburgh at the Huntington Bank branch. And I think of CGI, I think about what you guys are doing with AI these days. Everyone's talking about AI when it comes to artificial intelligence. But you guys are not just pontificating about it. You're putting this into action for your clients where you're solving really tough problems. Oh, can you tell us a little about some of the cool projects that you're thinking about where they really talk about like how AI is really just transforming business and our lives in general?
Yeah.
I know I could tell you all about my work with Descript when I do my audio production.
Yeah. Jonathan, the way I see it and a lot of our folks at CGI see it is, we can see it as a challenge, like saying that, okay, AI is going to take away jobs, or we could look at it as an opportunity of what we could do to leverage AI in everything we do for our clients.
Yeah.
I'll give you a couple of examples without naming our clients. For a banking client, we had this whole issue of customer complaints. So a lot of customer complaints that was causing retention issues with our clients' customers.
For sure.
So we did some sentiment analysis by deploying AI to identify those themes of what those complaints are, voice complaints, written complaints. There's a lot of data, huge amount of data. We put that through an AI tool that had modeling involved, and basically it came back with recommendations of what could be done for this set of customers in terms of addressing their concerns and just improving their satisfaction, improving their retention rate, making sure they are getting their issues addressed, so then they are satisfied with the client and they can stay with them.
See, that's what's so cool when you mention that as a use case. The fact that you're able to take and analyze tons of data that a single human being or a team of human beings could never do. And it could do comparisons left, right, up, down, and to run different models over and over again and really drill down to what is the problem here? Where can we find improvements?
Correct.
And it can do that so fast.
And providing you the recommendation, that you can take that and then you can synthesize based on what you need, but at least giving you a starting point. That's what is beauty about. And then the other thing I think about is we are taking it to, like one of our previous CEOs at the company would say that innovation happens on the shop floor. Not this building. So when you work with your clients, you identify this opportunity. How do you bring AI and other things to innovate? Another example is we actually have products within our organization. We have about 170 different products that we deploy for our clients.
And these are things that you developed in-house, you've used them at a client. Like, wait a second, other clients have the same problems.
Yep.
And there's 170 of them.
Yep, globally.
Oh my goodness.
So we are thinking about how can we bring in AI into our products and integrate into products so that eventually drives benefits for our clients? So let's first build it for ourselves and see how it helps us before we take. I find this pretty interesting is that we are talking to a client and saying that today I talk to any tech supplier, the first thing they start with is AI. I'm like, don't give me that. Tell me how it's going to improve my bottom line. So we are trying to do that internally within CGI before we take it to our clients.
That makes total sense. And how cool is that you have like a skunk work for you're developing these things, you use them with your clients, you prove them, and then you can actually bring them out and then start using them with your clients. But I think that's just an amazing cycle, which goes to show you why CGI 11 billion in sales. It's starting to add up to me now, Deb, simple as that. So tell me, like, with your presence here in Pittsburgh, are there certain areas that you tend to focus more on here in Pittsburgh, being that we're Pittsburgh or in the sense of clients that you have?
Yeah, I find that there's a lot happening in downtown Pittsburgh. I think there's a lot of, again, you read the news, there's a lot of tech companies that are starting to invest in Pittsburgh.
Yes.
There are enterprises that are starting to bring their workforce back into Pittsburgh. So most of our clients that have headquarters in Pittsburgh downtown, we are starting to deploy our people back into the whole COVID thing where people went back remote.
Yeah.
But I'm starting to see a lot of people come back. You go to garages. Now, again, example is go to Mellon Square Garage.
Yeah, it's full.
You'll barely find a spot because that's a good thing, right?
It's a
great thing.
I remind myself of that every time. Yeah. It's a good thing. It's not the pandemic anymore.
Yes. So I think we are starting to bring a lot of our folks back into work, and that can support the clients here. And most importantly, it supports local businesses here.
Of course. And it's a whole ecosystem. And we need that for tech to thrive. It's not just like businesses. No, we need that balance. We need to have things for your workers to do so they can innovate and be human beings and then come to work charged up and all the good stuff.
Yeah, we were talking about this just before we got started, is that I really enjoyed walking through Market Square to get here, have a lunch at Las Villas, and that's a place I have really enjoyed. And the food quality has gone up. It's good to see that things are back in action again.
And when I look at the improvements that are going to be happening here in downtown.
Absolutely.
Especially as the NFL draft is coming next year. And there's a whole investment coming into Market Square.
Sure.
So, yeah, I feel like there's so much that as Pittsburgh and many other cities, because Pittsburgh's not alone. So many cities have just been facing challenges because of post-COVID. And to see that CGI has stuck with it. CGI could probably pull up and say, no, we don't want to be here anymore. We could take this to the suburbs.
Right.
But you guys have hunkered down and say, no, we find downtown important.
We are 100% committed to downtown Pittsburgh. Our offices are going to stay in downtown Pittsburgh. That's at least the near-term commitment that we have.
Of course.
And our corporation is on board with it. We want to be where the action is. The action is in downtown Pittsburgh.
Exactly.
F&B has built that big building here. I know for a fact that the CEOs of large corporations in Pittsburgh are working towards that whole idea of how do you revitalize downtown Pittsburgh and bring it back to what it was.
Yeah, CGI is playing its part, that's for sure.
Thank you.
People have coming down here, the innovations coming out here, the clients you bring into Pittsburgh and the clients you're working with here in Pittsburgh. It creates this whole thing. And being able to talk to you here, I think it was just so exciting to have you on the scene. That's why we do these shows at the Huntington Bank branch. We got a couple minutes left. I'm just curious, any tech trends you're thinking about out there outside of AI or anything within AI that you think is really getting you fired up, being someone that has such deep experience in tech?
I think technology is going to continue to play an important part in our lives as over the next decade, two decades, three decades. I find that technology is starting to play a big role in education. As it relates to, again, I have a young son, he's 13-year-old.
Yeah.
And the way he leverages technology just blows my mind.
Isn't it crazy?
Right?
Oh, my goodness.
I find education is an area. I find that operations, like back office operations, we have come to a point where it's no longer about just deploying workforce, but deploying workforce that understands technology, that can use technology to their advantage. How do you reskill your existing workforce to leverage AI, I think those are the tech trends that I start seeing is like, how does human and AI integrate together where it makes us a better human being and to provide the services back to our clients?
I love it. What a great conversation. I want to remind our listeners, if you just go to CGI.com, just that simple, you can look at all the stuff that you guys do.
Yes.
You have some great case studies on there as well, too, which I think are fascinating. You can really dig in and at how you use tech to solve your clients' problems. What I love about it is your investment commitment here at downtown Pittsburgh, Deb, is phenomenal. And I salute you guys for being here, doing what you're doing. Simple as that.
We certainly appreciate the partnership we have had from Pittsburgh Tech Council and a lot of other local organizations where it has helped us build our brand equity here. So I really appreciate the opportunity here and looking forward to how we can do things together in Pittsburgh.
That's what it's all about. I feel like the future is so bright. And at the Tech Council, we love having partners like CGI because we can't do the work we do without you guys. And it becomes this great relationship where we're all working with each other to grow and make this region awesome. Simple as that. I get excited about it. Oh my goodness. Deb, thank you so much for being part of Tech Vibe
Radio.
Thank
you so much for having me.
And best part, stopping by here at the Huntington Bank studio, which is now in their branch in downtown.
I'm a proud customer of Huntington's. I'm glad to be here.
But we're glad to hear that. That is fantastic stuff. Thank you, Deb. And everybody, thank you for making Tech Vibe part of your morning. I really appreciate you listening to us and learning a little bit about what's making Pittsburgh great. It's such a joy for me to talk to companies like CGI, to hang out with guys like Deb, that this is literally what is making Pittsburgh grow and be strong. And the Tech Council, we're putting our foot on the accelerator pedal when it comes to telling these stories. And we do it every Sunday. And in case you want any of our content outside of a Sunday and don't want to tune in, Download us wherever you get your podcasts. Just look for Tech Vibe, and you'll get so many stories. And while you're at it, go to tghtech.org and have an awesome rest of your Sunday, everybody.
Thanks for geeking out with us on Tech Vibe Radio. Tune in next Sunday for more tech and innovation stories right here from Pittsburgh. Tech Vibe is brought to you by Compunetics at compunetics.com, Chorus Call at choruscall.com, Highmark at highmark.com, Huntington Bank at huntington.com, Kindling at thekindlingagency.com, PNC Bank at pnc.com, and Savier at savier.com. And we're always coming at you from the Huntington Bank Studios.
The preceding was paid for by the Pittsburgh Technology Council. Information on the program was intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1,000,000%. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.